This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. UN Chief Antonio Guterres pushed the 193-member General Assembly Friday to tell Myanmar's military that democracy must be reinstated, political detainees must be freed, and human rights abuses and killings must stop. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the military overthrew the leadership of Aung San Suu Kyi, citing its refusal to address what it said was fraud in a November election. International observers have said that the ballot was fair. The junta's forces have killed more than 860 people since the February 1st coup. That's according to the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners group. The junta has said that the number is much lower. Iranians voted Friday in a presidential election dominated by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's hardline protege after the disqualification of his strongest competition, fueling apathy that left some polling places largely deserted. This is despite pleas to support the Islamic Republic at the ballot box. Opinion polling by state-linked organizations, along with analysis, indicated that Judiciary Chief Ibrahim Raisi, who's already under U.S. sanctions, has the lead. U.S. President Joe Biden took a cautious victory lap Friday in his quest to bring the COVID-19 pandemic under control, announcing that 300 million vaccine shots have been administered in the 150 days since he took office. Biden credited scientists, companies, the American people, and his whole of government effort. President noted that the widespread vaccination campaign had set the stage for most Americans of a relatively normal summer as businesses reopen and employers hire. This is VOA News. The Palestinian Authority is calling off an agreement whereby Israel will transfer 1 million doses of coronavirus vaccines to it in exchange for similar numbers later this year. The PA says that the doses, which Israel began shipping to the occupied West Bank on Friday, are too close to expiring. Palestinian officials had come under heavy criticism on social media after the agreement was announced earlier Friday, with Palestinians accusing them of accepting subpar vaccines and suggesting they might not be effective. In announcing the agreement, Israel said the vaccines will expire soon without specifying the exact date. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has solemnly sworn to navigate his country out of deepening economic troubles as he concluded a major ruling party meeting, acknowledging food shortages and urging officials to prepare for both dialogue and confrontation, with the U.S. North Korea state media releasing Kim's comments shortly before President Joe Biden's representative for North Korea, Sung Kim, arrived in North Korea on Saturday for talks that were stalled over nuclear diplomacy with the North. Kim Jong-un presided over a four-day meeting of the ruling party's central committee, which he summoned to discuss efforts to salvage a dismal economy hurt by years of mismanagement and U.S.-led sanctions that were made worse by pandemic border closures. A senior U.S. general has warned that the wildfire of terrorism is sweeping across a band of Africa and needs the world's attention. He spoke at the close of large-scale U.S.-led war games with American, African, and European troops. The African Lion war games, which lasted about 2 weeks, stretched across Morocco, a key U.S. ally, with smaller parts held in Tunisia and Senegal. The annual drills were skipped last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. General Stephen J. Townsend, head of the U.S. Africa Command, has said that he was praising the work accomplished in joint operations, and he painted a dark picture, though, of threats besetting parts of Africa. Recapping one of our top stories, Iranians have voted in a presidential election. It's been dominated thus far by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's hardline protege, and it suggests that he will be leading the polls. That is Ibrahim Raisi, who already is under U.S. sanctions. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.